Let's talk about the quarterback battles at both Alabama and Georgia. Hard to believe that the two teams that played in the national championship game last year, they returned their starting quarterbacks, but they haven't named a starter yet. There's competition going on. Alabama quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Tua, and I'm not even going, you know, we're going to have to send me to some type of pronunciation school so I can learn Tua's last name and how to pronounce it correctly. But anyway, Jalen and Tua, they're going at it head-to-head, toe-to-toe in Tuscaloosa. And in Athens, Jake Fromm and freshman Justin Fields are vying for the starting quarterback job. And it's kind of ironic that Jake Fromm kind of finds himself in a role reversal from last year. Jacob Eason, who's now at the University of Washington, he was the SEC boy wonder last year at quarterback. Everyone thought he was going to have an outstanding sophomore year. Tweaks his knee in the very first game. The true freshman, Jake Fromm, comes in, leads Georgia to the SEC championship and a spot in the national title game. So Jake Fromm knows it can happen. He's got to know that, hey, Justin Fields comes in here and performs, I'm going to be sitting on the bench.
Yeah, the old Wally Pipp scenario. And listen, these aren't cases of what have you done for me lately. Both of these quarterbacks, as you said, they led their teams to the title game, and they're still having to battle to keep that spot. Look, you and I both know, or both have talked about it many times, open competition is good because the guys that are down the depth chart are incentivized to play harder and push the players in front of them. It also prevents complacency from the players that are in those starting positions. I believe both coaches' top priority, not that I'm going to tell these two coaches what to do, but I think their top priority is going to be preventing problems in the locker room. For instance, some Alabama players may look solely at Jalen Hurts' 26-2 record as a starter and think, hey, this is unjust or unfair for him to lose his spot.
I can see that as a former player, former coach. I can see that you don't want to demote a guy who has performed for you consistently time and time again. And again, this is a little bit before your time, Mike, but I remember back on Thanksgiving Day back in the early 70s when Roger Staubach goes out of the game against the Redskins with a concussion. Clint Longley from Abilene Christian University comes in, leads a huge comeback. The Cowboys win, and all of a sudden, Clint Longley's going to replace Roger Staubach, who's already won Super Bowls. You know, it just didn't happen, and there was dissension in that locker room, and a lot of it caused by Clint Longley. I don't think that's the case here. I think that Jalen and Tua, both of them profess to be good friends from everything that you hear, everything that you see. I believe that. I think this is going to be Nick Saban's best coaching job ever at Alabama if he can make sure that, as you said, there are no problems in the locker room, as that if the locker room stays focused on the team rather than the quarterback situation. If he can do that, then that's going to impress me more than six national championships.
Well, Coach, one thing that I'll look back, I think it was 2014 maybe, when wasn't Blake Sims and Jacob Coker in the situation where the first couple of games they were swapping out series?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He handled that well and kept the locker room. There was no division. It wasn't a divisive situation, but it could have been. So I think you're right. I think he's gonna need that type of game plan again.
One thing that is a little different from past Alabama quarterback controversies, and I heard Greg McElroy talk about it on the SEC Network a few days ago. You know, this has happened a lot of times during Saban's tenure at Alabama, and I totally get that. But there is something that's different about this. With the new redshirt rule, Jalen Hurts can play up to four games for Alabama and not use a year of eligibility. He graduates in December. He could transfer somewhere, be eligible immediately, and still have 2 years of to play. I think that is something that is unique to this situation, because this is the first time that we're going to be dealing with, and it doesn't have to be a quarterback, it can be a running back, an offensive lineman, whoever. It's the first time that we're going to be able to see a player play in four games and not be penalized for it. And since these players are on campus year-round now, they are going to graduate early. There's no two ways about it. They're going to get a degree with 1, 2, sometimes 3 years of eligibility left. So I think that's what is different in this situation.